As early voting begins in Leon County, long lines at polling sites followed. Many of those participating say they decided against voting by mail because of negative news they'd heard. I'm Blaze Ganey. Near the entrance of the Northeast Branch Library Tuesday, a large flag in support of President Trump waves. Holding that flag is Georgia Smith, a retiree who says she plans to be there throughout the election. While she doesn't work directly for the president's campaign, she says she is working for him.
Trump is working so hard for us, I'm working for him just because.
Smith's age makes her high risk for catching COVID-19. She chose to vote in person because she fears her ballot won't be counted if she voted by mail.
I wanted to make sure my vote went into the box. I wanted to put it in there myself. I didn't trust the mail. I didn't trust anything like that. I just didn't. I've seen so many headlines about discarded ballots and things like that.
The line of voters at the Thomasville Road branch stretched toward the sidewalk. About 100 people were in line by 11. Among them is Peter Weishar, who was leaning on his cane for support. Weishar says it was the longest he's waited to vote. He considered coming back another day, but worried the line could happen again. Weishar says negative information about voting by mail discouraged him from doing it.
With all the pressure about voting by mail and Trump going on and on about what he's going to do to the mail vote and the possibility that that mail vote might be discounted by a legislature or a judge or whatever, we decided we wanted to come in person and make sure we voted here.
Not everyone at the polling site was there to cast a ballot in person.
I voted as soon as I got it, so mine's been counted and registered and everything.
Barbara White was there waving a sign in support of Leon County School Superintendent Rocky Hanna. She says she's voted by mail throughout the pandemic with no issue.
People were all like, if they're going to lose them, but you can check and see if it's and see that it's been registered and counted and everything.
White says she doesn't understand the distrust in the vote by mail process.
The military's voted by mail its whole experience, and I figured they always trusted it, so why not?
More than 45,000 voters in Leon County have already cast ballots. Early voting is underway. Election Day is November 3rd.